confused, but did you have a pretty good idea where those sounds came from? Those sounds come from some of my favorite ads growing up. The first was obvious. If you guessed it, it was from the Meow Mix commercial. And my friend, you are correct. Can you guess the second one? I'll play it back. If you guessed it was from the Kit Kat commercial, then you are two for two. After having a discussion with my group, I came up with a more revised question. For my sound project, I wanted to look at how sound is used in advertisement and show the effectiveness of it. What about the sound or tone do audio commercials use to sell and persuade a person to want to buy a product? This is a more refined question because I wanted to still understand what causes a person to purchase something based off a commercial. Sound is a modality that is used in commercials because it helps create a theme while also allowing yourself to inject your own experiences as you listen. Commercials create music and use different sounds to entice us, touching on our emotional cords, eventually forcing us to reach into our wallets. My focus for this project will be about how McDonald's uses its song, Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it, commercials to target children. What about the jingle and the sound or tone makes it persuasive? In a world where music is all around us and so many things eagerly trying to capture our attention, what do marketers do differently from one another to make us pay attention to their company? Stated in the article, The Power of Sound, there are two approaches to television advertising. One, where the information of the product is most important, and the other, where the advertiser's goal is to appeal to the emotions of the viewer. Listen to McDonald's ad and be thinking about what feelings and thoughts are provoked from the audio ad.
Is this the place to eat? Since I don't cook, I'll just rock to the beat. I'm loving it. At the end of the day, to relieve the stress, we add a little play. I'm loving it. Sometimes we have mishaps. You're just overcome and adapt to setbacks. I'm loving it. You know you're my world. How could I mind love tap from my girl? I'm loving it. Move your feet, rock to the beat. Hungry for the music, gotta eat. I'm loving it. I'm loving it. No guts, no glory. Seems like I stumbled in the wrong territory. I'm loving it. Looks can be deceiving. There's a slight change of plans for the evening. I'm loving it. My car's way too clean. If only I could start this fine piece of machine. I'm loving it.
What do you get from this ad? Immediately, what I was able to feel was excitement and the sort of warmth that you feel, reminding you of when you walk in the house on Thanksgiving Day. Edel and Burt, the results suggest that emotional responses to advertising, there are three dimensions. These include two positive, upbeat and warm feelings, and one negative dimension, negative feelings. This explains that having sound or sound effects in an audio commercial creates feelings that fall in the parameters of upbeat, warm, or negative. The tone is what lures not only kids but adults as well to drive through windows of McDonald's. It is soothing in the approach and makes you feel good about deciding to spend your money there. The voice is important too. The words you use are just as important as how you say it. Love is an affectionate word to say. Say it. Makes you feel all warm all over, right? That's why the ad is so popular. It's safe to say that companies would do anything to get people to buy their product. I want to believe that because marketing and entertainment work cohesively together, that McDonald's song is so memorable is because of the similar elements that it holds to an actual song. Steve Stout, a businessman, went on air on Hot 97 New York and discussed how he helped launch I'm Loving It in 2004, while mentioning that he spoke on who wrote the jingle.
Self and other partners? Or?
Jay-Z was day one with me when I started it. And we've gone on from representing. For our first big thing was launching I'm Loving It for McDonald's.
Big.
That was in 2004.
It's a big major talk.
Yeah.
Special. So Pharrell, who actually wrote the I'm Loving It.
No, you know who did that?
Who wrote that?
Pusha T.
Pusha T wrote that.
Oh, wow.
That's crazy that Pusha T wrote the song to McDonald's.
Jewel drop.
Imagine the bag. That's what he would say.
Imagine the bag.
Pushing, yeah.
What was that? What did that bag look like for Pharrell and Justin Timberlake and McDonald's? How much money are we talking about in that whole
thing? I can't remember. remember the money. I mean, it was 11 years ago. I remember it really.
But that was one of your first big clients for translation, right?
Nobody was upset.
Oh, really? Yeah, no.
You can't remember the amount of money.
Well, here's why I ask. And me as a hip-hop fan, now knowing that Pusha T wrote that, I loved it already because it was Pharrell, right? I knew that you and Hov were involved. But that rebranded McDonald's for the next decade. Like, they ran on that for...
They never had a tagline that they had that they used all around the world.
65 billion served, or whatever it was. Yeah. And you said no one's upset? Not true, Ebro. Joey Fatone had a deal with Roy Rogers. It didn't pan out the same way as Justin Timberlake. All right, so, boom.
Wait.
He's correct that Pusha T helped in making the ad popular, but was incorrect in who wrote the actual jingle. If you look at how the song was created, it was reorganized and constructed by Butch Stewart. Butch Stewart was a jingle writer who wrote the jingle that Justin Timberlake was paid by McDonald's to perform and use as one of his singles. For real, Justin Timberlake and Pusha T helped in creating a commercial that would eventually become so popular it went global. This idea of marketing is genius because it shows how you can take a simple phrase and make it one of the longest running ads in the country. Like listening to one of your favorite songs, ba da ba ba ba, I'm loving it, has been ringing in plenty of people's ears for the past 14 years. To incorporate music into an ad and to have a music artist to create your own ad shows the limit companies would do to persuade you, but also how effective sound can be when done correctly. An article on thestreet.com estimates that McDonald's spends about $2 billion annually on advertising around the globe. This song has shown its relevance time and time again. Its impact on the advertisement world is continuing to help build a multi-billion dollar company, and the reason behind it is because it sounds so much like an actual song. Well, technically, it is an actual song. But anyway, McDonald's is not alone in the amount of money companies will spend on advertisement. They know the power in multimedia and multimodal, that they're willing to spend billions on radio commercials, television commercials, digital art, etc. The I'm Loving It commercial also shows the power of sound and what the right jingle can do for an ad. What about the jingle makes it popular? Well, I believe it's the upbeat sound you hear. Immediately, when you hear it, it brings you joy. It resonates with people of all different ages. That's how it has remained relevant this long. My name is Chris Sharp, and this is my sound project.